Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special weekend edition of the Little Fatty Cast featuring, well, Big Fatty and...
Hi, this is Larry Scott.
That's right, it's Larry Scott from the world of Scott Mendo 2K6.
Me,
that can
me,
be
me.
Found online at scottmendo.com. And if you guys have been listening to the Little Fatty Cast for a while, you'll remember that our favorite weatherman was Larry Scott, not to be confused with Willard Scott.
Right.
Scott.
Me. No, he does jelly now.
We can use jelly right now.
Excuse me, I'm a little gassy.
And we could use jelly. On the way back from the metro and shopping in the Castro, we stopped and got some sourdough bread-o.
Big Fatty hoisted it right up into that closed bakery, and they gave it to him to get him out of there. Me!
Very true. So we do have the good Boudin sourdough bread. And if you guys have ever been to San Francisco, you have seen them all over the place. So anyway, I think my microphone just cut out for a second. Ooh, that's not good. But Big Fatty's didn't.
Big Fatty is gassy as hell. You know, that butter is delicious.
Delicious.
Now, they got the bread for free, but they stopped at the Walgreens on the way back.
$6 for a pound of butter.
We probably paid more money for the butter than we did for the bread.
Well, of course we did, because the bread was free.
Right. The bread probably wouldn't have been that much. But don't think there isn't... Oops, I'm talking into the coffee cup and not the microphone. Don't think there isn't...
She ain't right.
A whole sourdough baguette and a loaf of sourdough up in her.
Now, y'all, you gotta forgive Miss Larry Vader today because she is all drunk up from the brunch. She had the Mary Tyler... No, the Bloody Mary Tyler Moore Bloody Mary today, which has twice the Miss Licka.
Y'all, it was the best Bloody Mary I have ever had in my life.
And she had a big old plate of food. So, she's fat.
I am kind of fat, actually. Something, y'all, something just ain't right. Excuse me, just one moment. Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, Lord, I love it when it's tight and professional like this.
Oh,
speaking of tight and professional, have you had any other of those secret rendezvous in the Castro?
You know what? I've only had about four or five more, though, since
call
the last
me, Omi.
Recording.
Call me Omi.
You know, Omi and I talked last night for a good little while.
That's when Big Fatty was in the bed, sick as a fat thing.
Which isn't saying much, coincidentally.
Oh,
but he
awful.
Was ill, and so
awful.
I do want to give a special shout out to Big Fatty for putting up with me last night when I was determined I was going to go out, and then I got in the bed. So,
right. Well,
no, okay. Well, Scott. Well. Anyway, we're ignoring.
Let's
Scott.
Talk to Scott for
Let's
a minute.
Let's talk to Scott.
Me.
So we met for the first time ever yesterday. Now, what was your initial impression of Big Fatty now rounding the corner?
Horrifying.
Actually, you guys are exactly what you guys look like on your websites.
And like, oh, no, that's not good because that's a horrible picture of Big Fatty on the website.
Well, but I can't control that. But I'm just saying, like, if I were to take the picture on the website and, like, make it, you know, like, regular, then that's who y'all are.
Well, so it was no shock when I came walking around the Cannon booth with my bag and saying, hello, over here, over
hello,
here.
Hello, everyone.
Well, you know, your hands are up in the air and you're doing your little thing, but...
Right, well, and then, so we met Scott yesterday, and he had warned me that Victor from v-hold.net, behold.net, was, Big Fatty, could you calm that down a little bit?
Just purring.
Was with him. Woof is probably better, yes. But,
What was that website again? Because everybody needs to go see the half-naked pictures and the tattoos of him.
He can be found at www.v-hold.net.
That's with a D, right?
That's correct. And
not an E. Because I thought it was V-Hold.
No, it is V, like V as in Victor.
Right.
Like victor-hold.net.
Right. And you can find the link to that on the right column of littlefatty.com. If it isn't there currently, it will be by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
So, but I thought that Victor was someone else. So
Big Fatty didn't.
So I was expecting a late 40s, 250, 300-pound bald man.
And sure enough, he turned around and there I was.
But instead, I saw someone very different and much younger and more attractive, and the next to him was Victor.
So, y'all, excuse me for just a second because I've got to put some butter on the sourdough bread. And we are using the fiber spoon, the end of the fiber spoon, as the butter knife today.
What's that? That's the fiber spoon to keep you regular, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I have missed out on that this week.
Shrieking. Poor Big Fatty hasn't really been...
Big Fatty has not been good about the fiber.
Yeah, he's not been doing well at all. So, Scott, what's our weather looking like for the rest of the weekend and our trips home and maybe even next week? Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
Well, we're in between fronts right now. So the major front that passed by last night, because any of you who have listened to my show, I did predict rain for today, and we did get it. It came in at about 250 last night.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, you know. But for you, you're going back to Charleston tomorrow, right?
Right.
Okay.
We may stay today.
You should be. Actually, there's a front that's coming through right now, but you guys, you'll be about 57 degrees, so you'll be about the same temperature here as it will be when you land tomorrow.
Okay. That'll be good. That'll be good. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, now, yesterday, y'all, I met up with Scott and Victor and Big Fatty, and we had lunch on the floor, which we love. And then...
And let's not forget it was outside the men's restroom.
Right, right. And then Big Fatty and I went and sat through some GarageBand 3 stuff, which
fabulous.
We really enjoyed. It was fabulous. And then Big Fatty went off to do something horrifying. While
no, I didn't. I left and I walked down to the Raging Stallion Studios and spoke with my good friend Michael Brandon.
Now, wait a minute. That's like the video production place, right?
Right.
Oh that right. Michael Brandon. Okay.
Yeah, that Michael. That. All right. Oh, Michael Brandon.
It's coming to
right.
me now. I'm a little slow today.
That's all right.
As you should be. We've been drinking
right.
since noon.
Yes. So I went down and I chatted with Michael Brandon for a while, and then I went to the new Mr. S. Leather, which is down 8th at Harrison. And quite frankly, a little disappointed. It was a little too clean. You know, you expect it to be a little grungier, but it was all nice and fresh and new, and they've just moved. And then Big Fatty hoisted it back from 8th to 2nd. Big
Poor
Fatty was tired, and he had the sinus headache, and he came in and he hoisted it into the hot tub.
And by hot tub, he means the bathtub with hot water in it.
Correct.
Oh, I thought there wasn't any water in the tub.
No, there was. But there was until I got in it, and then most of it went out on the floor.
So Big Fatty did that. But while Big Fatty was busy doing that, I met up with Larry, Scott, and Victor in the expo, and at which point they were done. So they said, let's go to the Apple store to look at this microphone, which they didn't have. And then I don't know what happened, but Scott said... What happened was Scott has said that he was thirsty, but he really meant he just wanted like a glass of water. But Victor and I took that as, let's go have drinks.
hello.
So immediately on to the metro we went, up to the Castro, and that's
delicious.
Where the drinking started.
Yes, ma'am. So, and where was that drinking started at?
At the Edge.
Mm.
Now, Scott, what did you think of the Edge?
It was interesting. I liked it. It was good crowd. Well, it wasn't really crowded yet, but by the time we left, it was a good crowd there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. And today, we went in there again and had a few more drinks. It was empty, and the crowd was definitely older today, or I thought it was. But we met Victor and his husband, Tony, in there again today. They are an adorable couple. So, guys, check them out. I don't think Tony has any photos on the site.
Victor, you need to get a picture of Tony on there.
Well, hello.
And, Victor, you best be listening to this. And so we're going to meet up with them later.
Aren't they members of the Men of Discipline?
They are, which is a local leather club. So if they weren't completely horrified by us today with Big Fatty, then they will be tonight when we meet them at the Powerhouse with Big Fatty. And the Powerhouse, coincidentally, not a bathhouse,
Nor is it an electrical substation or anything.
Right. It is a gay bar.
It is a leather gay bar with a back porch.
Back porch.
No, what? They don't call it porches here, right?
What do they call it?
They call it a back room here.
The back room.
And so I was like, oh, the back room, you know, whatever. I know it goes on there. And they were like, well, it's kind of outside, so it's also where people go to smoke. So you can either go and get lung cancer or go and get a blowjob. And I was like, or both. Hello? Like,
hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Right.
So, anyway, everyone keep that in mind, please. Now, Omi, today we went to...
And Omi, I'll give you a blow-by-blow of Larry's visits to the back room.
Larry's going to... You're going to do the back room thing?
First of all...
Do what?
First of all, don't put me on the spot like that. Secondly, that is a little trashy even for me.
What are we talking about?
Larry Scott asked if I was going to do the back room thing.
Like I said, Omi, call me.
That... I'm quite tragic at times.
Big Fatty will give a blow-by-blow of the back porch tonight when he gets done wiping his mouth. I didn't grow the cum catcher for nothing.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm not quite that tragic, but you just
horrifying.
Never know. It depends. It just
of course,
depends.
She's the one that's been to the Castro a couple of times to hook up with Minimum.
Whatever. For everyone who respects me, you'll know better.
Whatever.
Silence.
Is that crickets? Insert cricket sound.
You guys suck. Thanks. So anyway, we did that. We had some sushi last night, Larry Scott.
Yeah. Well, what did you have? Didn't I have that Munchin Crunch roll? Mm-hmm. And then I had salmon and something else.
You had tuna. No.
I had, yeah, spicy tuna roll.
And I, of course, had spicy tuna and some other, like, it was like crazy spicy roll or something. Oh, girl, she was good. It was spicy. It burned all the way down. That's what I like. And I added wasabi to it, so.
Yeah, you like the spicy stuff because you like, you know, that Bloody Mary was spicy. And then you, like, put a lot of that Tabasco this morning on your little egg thing.
It's true. I love spicy foods. And
she likes everything spicy, not just food.
Why
Omi?
Why do you think I love the...
Omi?
I was going to say that.
The password is spicy. By the way, we went shopping today down in the Castro, and Omi, I tried to get her to buy you the pink poodle for a little Valentine's present. No way! I don't know why you think I'm going to get Omi a Valentine's present. And then I tried to get her to buy you the big jug of gun oil, because we know you loves to be using that stuff.
Ew.
She didn't buy that either.
You've never heard of gun oil?
No. I think, see, I'm not very well exposed to a lot of different things, so the only thing I know about is wet. Well.
Oh, honey.
Lord child, and you live in L.A.
Mm-mm. Omi, by the way, I just want to let you know they did have cock rings there, so we'll talk about that later. Thanks. And Archer is horrified, y'all. Archer from Archer Radio listens to this show, and at which point he is absolutely... mortified, though he, you know what, to his credit, he did talk about making a special trip by the CVS because they had their favorite lube on sale.
Hello.
And that
we
is,
love the CVS when they have the favorite lube on sale,
right? Which is, they only sell Astroglide at CVS, right?
CVS?
Oh, yeah, Lord, did you go in the Walgreens today? Lord, they had every kind of fisting lube you could find there.
San Francisco, that's different.
Well, that is true.
I know that the Charleston CVS's sell Astroglide. I've seen it in there before.
Did you know I used to live near Archer? I lived in the building across the street from him.
I know, but you've never met Archer, right?
No, and he's probably a little pissed off at me about that, because my last trip to Washington, D.C., I was supposed to meet up with Archer, and I spent most of my time with my ex.
Oh, Archer, talk to me, we'll talk about that.
I'm sorry, but I'm scheduled to go back to D.C. soon, so if I do, definitely, for sure, we have to get together.
Yeah, that would be cool. No, that would be cool. I want to meet Archer as well. I think definitely we need to have that East Coast Podcasters meeting rescheduled again, now that I have a little more time to devote to it, and there's no hurricane hitting, right? So maybe we'll try to schedule that for February or March. So if you're a podcaster, stay tuned for that. That would be a great thing to do. Now, what else? Now, have we talked about where we're going to dinner tonight?
Well, we haven't, but I'd like to go back to Thursday. Was it Thursday?
Wednesday.
I'd like to go back to
Wednesday's
to Coal Mine Wine Night.
That was Tuesday night.
Okay, because, you know, Big Fatty was excluded from that podcast.
Sorry.
And I just want to send out the big shout out to DM and the H and the Big D and the JB who didn't make it because we had a fabulous time at that place. And the Coal Mine Wine people, they just rock. No, I'm serious.
I just realized who it was talking about.
Hello? Is it on?
They do rock, and they took us to a fabulous dinner, and over there in that box are two very...
And we got some
wine
in
that box
over
there. I think it's from Graceland Cellars.
Right, it's the Elvis wine. It's banana wine. Flavored.
Right, right. So,
banana
we haven't
and peanut butter.
It, but the Big D said that it was... Is that the Big D?
The Big D... The DM is the
DM.
One.
Okay.
The DM and the H.
Okay, well...
The AG.
Okay, well... the DW... told me that was Graceland Cellars. He was just so I'd know because I really didn't want to open it because once I open it, that shit's going to fall out everywhere. So
and be drunk.
Okay.
Scott's like, well, maybe I won't go back and change before dinner. We'll just crack it. I don't have a corkscrew. Oh, I know.
Hello.
I know. I've got to get on my.
Put on the lotions and potions and some kind of something frilly.
Right. I don't have
I don't know. Scott and Frilly just doesn't hack it for me. I don't see it.
Yeah. I would like to report everyone that I have not had any of this bread yet, but already a half stick of butter is gone.
Big Fatty is chewing on some bread and licking on some butter.
And we're getting ready to go to a five-course meal.
I don't care.
And he's trying to come up with any excuse possible not to go.
Me.
So he's eating.
He's drinking the smart water.
Oh, I know. I need to start drinking mine. I do want to give a product placement here for smart water. Scott, have you ever had smart water?
No. This is the vitamin enhanced electrolyte stuff, right?
Okay. And it tastes just like water. It doesn't cost really any more than like Dasani or it's cheaper than Evian.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience growing up with the Pedialyte stuff. You know, the purple stuff.
Right.
You know, to help. And so I keep thinking that you're drinking purple water.
No, it's clear. It looks just like water. See, Big Fatty's got it right back there. Buy him. It looks just like water. It's their branding. I really like their branding. It's very like contemporary, kind of hip.
Larry, can you tell us one other person that drinks smart water?
Omi
and
Steve Jobs.
Excuse me.
He did. I was like, Big Fatty, he's drinking smart water. Big Fatty, he's drinking smart water. Yeah, he had actually he had these sport bottles like we have with him on stage. He always has a sport bottle of water, and I bet it's smart water. But anyway, it's electrolyte enhanced, guys. And I think without it, I don't think I would have made it through this week. Like, I've been out drinking, and I've been up late, and I've been getting up at the crack of dawn to go places and do things. And I felt fabulous all week, but I've been sucking this stuff down like 2 liters a day of it. On top of, like, the Aquafina I'd have at lunch or whatever, you know. And the one day I didn't drink any, I felt like ass. I mean, I felt like my normal ass self.
Right. Horrifying.
Right.
Because we didn't end up going out last night.
Right. And I'd planned on going out, and then, well, you know.
Poopy.
We had too much to drink in the afternoon.
Did
we started,
play the poopy music for last night?
We started drinking about 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, that's right. So. Mm.
See, I didn't think it was that late. In my head, I thought it was like 4:30 already.
Right.
Yeah.
Through a straw.
Yeah. No, we get to...
the password is sponge.
We get to the edge with Victor, and Victor and his husband are getting ready to adopt a child. I don't think that's any secret, is it? Like, I think it's okay to talk about that. Like, I'm asking questions, you know, because I'm just curious how all that works. And I think he's really brave for doing that because I have absolutely no interest in adopting a child.
And we found out that they're trying to adopt the little Latino boy.
Or twins.
Or even. Twins.
That makes them really brave.
And they've already chosen the names.
Bruno and...
Rocco.
Rocco are going to be the names.
Thank God someone has chosen something other than Aaron. Or Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley, Aaron, Shannon.
And for all of you who are named Ashley, Aaron, and Shannon, we're sorry.
Oh, no, whatever. That's just fine. But these guys, like, I'm really glad that they're doing what they're doing. And they're not, like, changing themselves to have kids. Does that make any sense? Like, they're still going to be...
big old homosexuals.
Well, of course they're going to be homosexuals. But they're still going to be... like, very alternative, kind of. Not alternative, because they're not really. I mean, but...
they're going to remain men of discipline.
No, they are. They absolutely are. They're going to keep wearing their leather and whatever. And these kids are going to be very, very lucky to grow up in such with such open minds. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's really good. So, a big shout out to them.
Larry... can you, while Scott's getting ready to say something, can you get the SU ready to play?
What's the SU?
That'd be the skull update.
So talk, Scott.
Go ahead, Scott.
I don't know what to say.
Closer to your mouth.
Closer to my mouth. Okay, there you go. So I have to say, like, I IM'd, you know, it's like here we are, we're like hotels are like blocks away and we still IM to each other. But I was I was telling Larry, I was like, you know, this is kind of cool actually because, like, we've been talking online and on the Skypes and all that, and meeting Larry for the first time was kind of cool because it was like there was no stress involved. It was just like we've known each other for like forever and it was kind of really cool.
No, it was. I mean, it's like, oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it was no big deal. So... everyone, you know what time it is.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Robert Israel.
Well, Larry, we're in the San Francisco, and yet there is a skull update.
How could there not be a skull update?
Well, right. Well, anyway, Big Fatty...
we're silly to think we could escape her, even though we're 3,000 miles away.
Big Fatty received the telephonic message, even though he does not use the computers nor the cell phones.
Unlike Scott Mendo.
Right. Who has blackberries, strawberries, blueberries, and ligonberries in his backpack. But anyway... Big Fatty got a call from Larry Clive, and the skull's husband on Friday called her at 10 a.m. to announce that there was going to be a hailstorm in Charleston near the coal mine between 4 and 5 o'clock and for her to stay at work past 5 o'clock. So she was in a fucking frenzy all day long because there was a hailstorm coming.
I'm surprised she didn't take half the day off.
He is as scully as she is.
But he's intelligent.
But he ain't that intelligent. He married the skull.
So, yeah.
So, anyway, that's the skull update, and I can't wait to hear how it all came out. I tried to call Larry Clive back, but evidently his phone does not work in the Hale Underground Shelter.
Well, and, you know, also we're going to have the result of the infestation at the coal mine. We'll have to see what's happened with that when we get back. Because I have already announced that there is an infestation, but it's not bugs. So,
and I hope the light's been left on in the closet.
I hope so.
Okay.
So,
enough of the
anyway, like I said, 3,000 miles away, and she's still here with us.
We hate the skull.
We do.
Don't we?
I think so. I think that's what I heard once.
Okay. Well, enough.
So, anyway, I guess we're pretty close to wrapping it up. We don't want to make this a long show since it's kind of a special one.
Too late.
Should we talk about our little drag queen dinner tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Should.
Let's do a little preview.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Oh, is there a preview, drag queen preview music?
Well, you know, it's not preview, but you know what
I...
Hell yeah, bitch!
Okay, so tonight, Scott's like, what are they doing? So tonight, we are going to a restaurant here in San Francisco called SF Asia.
Asia SF.
Okay, I got it wrong already. Great. If you're in San Francisco and would like to check this out, it's at the corner of 9th and Howard. Okay? And it's quite a ways from our hotel. It's not really walkable. It's not that far, but... once again, we'll do the sketchy meeting Scott Mendo on the Muni Underground platform and hop back on a train and off we'll all go.
And by the way, when he says sketchy, he does not mean that there's any type of...
inappropriate touching.
Well, there may be inappropriate touching, but there's not any of that drug stuff that makes you sketchy.
Right. That we know of, Scott.
Right.
Great. I don't think the mouth addict can do that. I don't think. Yeah, okay.
So. Oh, you are so fat.
I'm sorry. I was impersonating one of the many meth addicts I've
had just Lord. Look at
this damn week. All right. So, anyway, we are going there for dinner. Now, apparently, it's a 5-course meal.
Fantastic.
Which
appeals to all the fatties.
But we get to choose from, like, a selection of right. items, right?
I don't know if you looked at that more than me.
No, I did, but I think there's a choice.
What is the website?
Asiasf.com.
Big Fatty will attempt to find that on the internets.
We are the only fatties who brought routers and 50-foot Cat 5 cables with us. Those are 25-foot Cat 5 cables since we're not wireless, and I didn't have an extra wireless router laying around. We're going to go there, and I don't know. Well, afterwards, we're going to get to the powerhouse. But there, the catch with Asia SF is there's like shows during the meal, and they're drag queens serving you and everything, right?
Is this a participatory show?
Oh, my God.
I hope so.
Big Fatty has not seen this website until right now. Horrifying.
Well,
the place looks nice, but the servers, not so much.
Oh, whatever.
All right. Anyway, we've got the platinum menu, which is $48. And that includes...
I'm sure we're not going to choose the $48 menu, are we?
I hope not. Yeah.
Have your friends been to this place?
Yeah, they've been.
It's fabulous, right?
Oh, they are the ones who are like, oh my God, we have to go.
The $48 includes a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I bet we'll choose there's like one, a menu
there's
for
platinum,
smaller parties.
And then there's the gold. Gold is 38.
Yeah. See, now we're talking.
And then your party enjoys servings of all the items printed below. Okay. Let's go to the diamond, shall we?
Shall we? Yes. Let's move it on down a little bit.
Diamond is 58. Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Wrong way. Me.
Not that the Larrys and Fatties are cheap. It's just...
There's fat and then there's...
Here all week. You've been spending money all week.
Actually, today was the first time I've taken any money out of my checking account. So, yeah.
You bought something really nice for yourself today, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I bought a... what do you call that? I don't even know what you call it.
Camisole?
No. What is it? I don't know what you call this. Those trendy track jackets.
It's called a sweatsuit.
It's a track jacket. Top. That's what it is. And yeah, I love it. I really do.
She's fabulous. I am fabulous. It's fabulous. Oh, it's
I am a bluebird.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
And I had to buy another bag to pack my stuff in to go home since I overpacked on the way here. And I, of course, bought the teeny tiny one.
Yeah, she's got all the big fat. Oh, the gold thing is only 2 courses plus entertainment and dessert.
Oh, well, that's probably all I really need, to be quite honest.
Well,
but
whatever.
So if you don't get any of the packages, do you not get entertainment?
All right, first course, platinum gets you the first course, the second course, dessert, and entertainment. Well, evidently there's no fucking 5-course thing anywhere.
Well, it is. You've got to go to the... Our listeners don't
bitch,
care.
I'm looking at it. Okay, you know, there's nothing the Big Fatty loves more than other people doing a podcast and looking at a fucking website, and Big Fatty just did it. Well... Thanks for ruining it.
He did it. Now, guys, I have been making video all week. I haven't done any with Victor and them, but I guess I'll do that tonight.
We definitely need to get some pictures of them.
Well, I'm not going to take the VRC camera to a goddamn leather bar.
I don't know.
What's that?
We got cameras on our little phones.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take my digital camera because I want pictures with Victor and Tony and everyone. And you... I haven't got any pictures with Larry Scott.
Meow.
You don't need pictures of me.
Meow.
I shoved the microphone right in his face. It kind of probably creeps you out when you see it coming. It's like, here he comes, and he's going to hit me with it. But not really. We'll give you guys a full report back on that and the powerhouse and how much Larry loved it. Because Big Fatty
is going to love it.
Was all like, the only reason you're going is because Victor and Tony invited you. He has no idea what Miss Horty does when she is out of town.
Hmm.
So, anyway, Omi can tell you a little bit about that, Big Fatty.
And I'll report on my show what I encounter tonight.
Yeah, don't forget to go to scottmondo.com and
check to find out what really happened.
Right. Exactly. To hear the non-edited version, go to scottmondo.com and click on Daily Scrumption, Daily Thoughts, Daily, what is it?
Daily Hoisting.
Just to www.scottmondo.com.
And how do you spell that, Scott?
That's scottmindeaux.com.
That's right, and that link is already on littlefatty.com. And Scott is going to start doing his podcast again. He kind of,
woo!
All right. Well, Big Fatty, you know what that music means.
Oh, it must mean it's time for me to go and take some more fiber.
It's well past that time. Everyone, Big Fatty has been really not doing the fiber.
I have not.
Week, and it has been horrifying.
Big Fatty has been impacted. Well, and all I can say is when I get up in at 38,000 feet with an impacted colon, look out if you're sitting next to me.
Well, hopefully that trip will be much better than the one over here where I was about to just pass out. I was so out of it and everything.
You're fat. This so, time, ask for the seatbelt extension. You'll be much more comfortable.
Right. So, Scott, have you had a good time here in San Francisco so far?
I have. It's been really, because, you know, I know the odd story that I told you about the many, many millions of times I've been here but never gone out. And tonight will probably be, well, we went out yesterday and we're going out again today. So.
And, Scott, I'm going to guess that after going out tonight, you'll go back to that regular routine of not going out when you come out.
Oh, whatever. I think Scott likes those.
I do like going out. I just, you know, being in L.A. and being new.
Right.
I'm coming out.
Ooh.
I want the world to know.
Would you like some butter? We have plenty.
Oh, Lord. So, now, Scott, you like the Bears and the Big Men's, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, well, you know, on my podcast, I've been saying how I've been hanging out in the, you know, the Bear 411 and the Bear www.com.
Ooh. Speaking of that, wasn't there a stalker or something?
Don't tell that story.
Scott had to get up and walk away.
Me. Okay. So. The silence was deafening. Me.
Okay. Oh, my Lord. Everyone, it's like you put the Larrys on vacation and they have no shame.
Plus, we've been drinking this afternoon, too.
Yeah, but unlike you, Scott and I just had a beer.
Big Fatty only had one gin. It was about a gallon and a half of gin, but it was one gin.
I know. And
sweet mother of
God. Oh, I know. You still got a minute and 45 seconds for that outro. I should have started it before I did.
I know. Well, you're too fast.
No, what you guys should look forward to, hopefully within the next week or so, is the show coming to you live from GarageBand 3.
Really? How are you going to have that?
Ordered.
Oh, you've already ordered it?
I was in bed last night on the computer, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing ordering the garage bands.
So, yeah, it's going to have to reimburse me, but it's ordered. So, anyway, I should have ordered it earlier in the week so it would be waiting for us when we got home.
Well, of course, your fingers were too fat.
Right, really, they were. So, anyway, if you guys use a Mac and you're a podcaster, I would really recommend checking out GarageBand 3.
Yeah.
And doing it or looking at a tutorial of how to use it, because until I saw the tutorial, I wasn't fully convinced.
And we'd also like to say that Extra Special Chris is not the only person that has a snowball in their life now. You know, he has the Monica Kaufman icon. But now, Omi has a snowball mic.
That's right. And I'm very jealous. So check out the other O Show. That's my husband's
Latino husband.
My Latino husband podcast, Con Sabor Latino.
And so, Larry, what's the voice letter number?
206-339-6FAT, larry@littlefatty.com.
And how do we get in touch with Scott?
Scott@scottmindo.com and bigfatty@littlefatty.com. We'll see you guys next time.
And don't forget, eat lots of butter, and I've got plenty if you need some.
Yes, we're going to be chilling that by the window later, okay?
Meh.
Bye. Oh, colon.